Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just 15 bucks a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello everyone and welcome back to Friends Without Benefits, where the only benefit you're getting out of this podcast is listening to two best friends talk shit every hour for a week. Every hour for a week.
I always say that a bit weird.
For an hour every week. Fuck's sake, we'll just leave it at that.
In today's episode, we talk about girls' holidays and other holidays and going abroad. And we join with Freya.
Hi everyone. It's so good to be here.
She's come to tell some fun stories.
I've come to tell you guys all about our adventures and being the best PA in Manchester. Amen. Good night.
Before we get started, don't forget to follow our Instagram page at Friends Without Benefits with an extra S on the end. Here you'll be able to find exclusive bonus content from our podcast each week, and you'll also find out what special guests will be joining us ahead of time.
Over on the Friends Without Benefits Instagram, you can DM us any juicy dilemmas, questions or confessions for a chance to be featured on the podcast in our messy group chat segment.
You can also subscribe to our YouTube channel where you'll be able to watch the best bits of each episode.
Now that's all done, let's get into the podcast.
And you'll find your fire exits to your left and to your right.
Hi everyone, welcome back to Friends Without Benefits. It's me, your host, Freya. Hi, how are you? How's life going? I know you guys can get a bit bored of Byron and Anna. They've got pretty weird voices. They're just not very great, are they? So, I'm taking over today. It's so good to finally be here. If I'm annoying, don't say it because it actually affects my mental health. Give this a full-on like, subscribe, listen to on Spotify and Acast does it, so that's really fun. Anyway, let's get into it.
So everyone, how's life been? Have you had a good weekend?
I actually feel like I've just been drunk all weekend. I feel like all this podcast is me admitting that I drink more than I probably should.
You're so quirky.
Babe, you also rap. So what time? What time did you rock back
home?
Yeah, exactly, babe.
I woke up and I had messages from everyone with pictures of themselves getting in at 6:30. I was like, oh my god.
Even from me?
No, not from you actually.
I left the conversation of Friday saying, I don't know if I'm going to go out, like there's potential. And then I literally woke up to a text at 4 a.m. saying, hi babe, are you at Lewis's? Are you driving back? And I was like, it's 4 a.m.
I thought you were driving back the next day, so I was messaging Byron like, no, don't worry, I'll sleep in yours, and then Byron can come pick me up.
Byron ain't picking no one up. I asked him to pick me up from the train station last night, and he was like, I don't want to lose my car parking space.
Yeah, because I don't have my car parking space in my building yet, so I'm literally just parking free for all.
I don't think you're going to have a space for months.
Yeah, no. So guess what? No one's getting picked up for months. Honest to God, like, it's such a nightmare. And I feel like even more so recently, it's suddenly got so busy. Like every other time, I've been able to get a space fine. But as of recently, I cannot get a space if I leave.
But you're a liar because that car park is only like £6 for the night.
No, when by the time I...
That NCP one.
That's not NCP.
Is it not?
No.
The one by the gym?
It's not NCP.
Well, that... What is it? Whatever, their little... FBI it's not. Or whatever they're called.
FBI.
And when I, because I put it on at like 11:30 at night for 24 hours,
and it was,
and that cost you how much?
It was £12.60.
It said £6 on it.
Yeah, no, £12.
I didn't realize that the car park's really good. You know,
what car park?
There's a car park right by that gym.
But you have handy. To pay for it. So.
Really handy. Only like £4 for like 5 hours.
Handy because Byron doesn't move his car, so that's where it's going to live for the next 5 months.
Well, no, I'm not paying £4 for how many hours on my car. That's all day, every day.
Yeah, I know.
It's a bloody joke. Anyway. Anna's been in London getting her hair done.
For 10 million hours.
I went to go and watch Frozen. I went and got my hair done. I went shopping.
This podcast is really just great. It's so excited.
Everyone's like, yeah. It gets better, I promise. We've got some funny stories to tell.
We've literally been saying that every episode. We actually have, though.
We actually have. Me and Freya went to... How do you say it? Because everyone's taking the piss out of how I say it. Magaluf or Magaluf?
Magaluf.
I say Magaluf.
Oh, fuck's sake. Magaluf.
You can say Magaluf if
and
you
And you say Yorkshire.
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 Yorkshire. Yorkshire.
No, we say Yorkshire.
We say Yorkshire, but she says Yorkshire.
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 What's the other one? What's the other one you say? I can't remember what it is now.
I just say some words very weirdly, that's all. But anyway,
quick, let's do a quick fire what we've been doing, because I feel like all we've just said is in very one tone. I have been out. Friday night, went to a house party. Saturday daytime, actually slept all day, went to the Trafford Centre. Sunday, went to Liverpool. Monday, felt like shit again. Started the week off loving my life. Also going out again Wednesday, also going out again Friday, then going to Sheffield on Saturday, again getting shot by paintballs on Sunday. This week just gets great. Next.
Do you know what? I took myself on a lovely little adventure yesterday. I had a full on day to myself. I did some work in the morning, got my nails done, walked to Afflex, walked up and down Afflex, trying to find a corset, couldn't find one. Met Dominatrix. I was in one of the shops in Afflex, and this girl, I was asked to see if I could find this corset, and he said no, and it was a bit too big, and she went, are you looking at that? I said no. She said it would be great for work, and I said, I hope you don't mind me asking, but like, what do you do for work if you were just allowed to wear like a corset? I thought she was going to say like she worked at like a theme bar or something, or like a bottle girl. She went, oh, I'm a dominatrix. And I was like, oh my god, like, good for you. And she was like, yeah, my wife loves it. And I was like, oh my god, go on, queen. Go on. So I met Dominatrix in Netflix.
Wow.
The reason we're talking about this is because we have a real thing of watching Channel 4 documentaries, and they always vary. We've fell in a loophole of watching one currently, and it's about
Sex Actually. It's brilliant.
And we watched an episode about Dominatrix, and like it just basically teaches you about all the different things people like, get up to.
Yeah.
And like, since then, we keep making a point of saying we want to meet someone that does that, and like it just seems interesting.
Is that the same documentary that I watched when I came around? Oh, that one.
There was a new one last night about massage, but it was like they fake orgasms to have real ones, but they're in like a gym room and they just start like bouncing up and down going
it's funny to watch, but it's quite interesting.
It is really interesting. Yeah,
every time I go around to Byron's and Freya's there, we always watch a sex documentary. I'm like, can we not watch something else? They're like, oh, look at this.
It's just fascinating.
I said to Freya, you can't watch these things on your own.
By yourself.
Like, I don't think I've ever watched Channel 4 on my own. No. Just because
why? I'd watch
Channel
4
is so good, though. Their documentaries are so good. And we've done it for years. Like, this isn't a new thing. Like, we used to do it in London. We used to just sit and watch the sex brothel in Sheffield.
And then we do Naked Attraction.
Naked Attraction,
my favourite Channel 4 programme. I'm so sad they cancelled it.
But I feel like all them programmes you wouldn't just turn on if you just sat having a
night. I've
watched
Naked Attraction in bed on my own before. Yeah, it's just because they always put it on at like midnight, so I'll just turn the TV on when I'm in bed and it's always on.
Yeah, I used to watch The Sex Clinic a lot.
Oh, I like
it
that.
It would just be on. Do you remember Embarrassing Bodies?
Oh, I loved Embarrassing Bodies.
I don't know if I've seen that.
With Dr. Christian.
I've heard of it, but I don't know if I've seen it.
She's too young.
Oh my god, that's Byron's favourite thing to say to me. You're too young.
Maybe tomorrow you'll know all this knowledge. I'll just sort of.
I'm gonna wake up and know every single song that you guys are always singing. Like,
oh, I'd fucking love that. That's my birthday wish for you. I'll blow out your candles and make that wish.
That's the worst wish ever.
Anyway, yeah. Long story short, I did that. Got my nails done. Had a lovely walking by myself, actually. Walking here and back from Northern Quarter, especially when you just like, you know, AirPods in.
It's quite a long walk.
It's a long, but it's quite like relaxing. Refreshing. As well. Yeah, and it was a nice day. So that was really lovely. And then I went out on Saturday. That was really fun. Rebs to Cuba, we've got to go. It's so good. The downstairs.
Didn't you say it was expensive?
The mojito shots were £4 for £10, which I don't think is bad. And then the doubles really are like good. £8, which I think is standard for.
Yeah, I feel like that's quite
that's standard price.
Yeah, £7.58 for like a double Malibu and Coke, which I'm sure some people will find extortionate, but I think for Manchester, I think that's standard. Fine. And then 4 shots for £10, I think is quite good as well. Like, I think they're rum shots with strawberry. It's like strawberry daiquiri, but with rum. Well, it's a little mojito, isn't it? And
strawberry daiquiri?
Well, yeah, it's like one of those.
I'll be there.
It was really good, actually. It didn't taste like a... Nowhere has tequila rosé. I don't. I'm that bitch so that always.
No, they do. They do it Menagerie.
Do they? Mm-hmm. I went to Blue's Kitchen as well, which has had a on the top floor. It had a live band performing at like one in like the morning, which is really cool. And then downstairs was like a bit more, you know, bar-y. But that was £20 for two drinks and a shot. Like, it's just...
But again, I think that's pretty standard for, like, a nice bar in Manchester.
The Deansgate. Yeah. But anyway, it's really fun there, and the music was really cool, and it was really fun. So they had dancers, and, like, the as soon as you walk in, they had, like, girls in...
Like,
feather costumes. Yeah, like, kind of like...
Cabaret.
Yeah, kind of like that. But it was really fun, and it's really close as well. We should definitely go.
Gorge. Anna, take it away.
I went home. I was basically celebrating my like birthday early with my family, so I went for dinner, went to London, watched Frozen, cried. I was the only one crying because I love Samantha Bach so much. I was very embarrassed, actually. I actually messaged her on Instagram after because I was like, you're so amazing.
Did she reply?
No. So that's good. And then what else did I do? That was it. Came back, went back to London, got my hair done. So I'm kind of blondish, and then...
Babe, we're not kind of blondish.
I'm kind of like...
Well, I don't know what it is.
Chocolate and vanilla.
Three blonde streaks.
I don't know what it is, but I don't change
really
my hair.
It looks really nice, though.
Thank it does you. Look really nice.
It looks gorgeous.
And then, now we're here. Really? And I missed my apartment viewing because Byron decided not to set an alarm.
No, I did actually set an alarm, but I set it for 8:15 PM. Like, I set it for tonight.
8:15 PM.
I set it for 8:15 PM in the evening.
So then just told me it was like 9:20. I was like, I need to ring Byron to make sure he's awake.
To be fair, though, I woke up relatively easy. Because I woke up and thought, have I turned my alarm off? Because I didn't feel like I... You even said, have you not woke up at all?
And you went,
I don't
no.
feel like I sounded like I just woke up.
No, you didn't. That's why I said
felt
it.
Surprisingly awake to have just been woken up. And I also don't understand how my phone rang because I have it on...
Do not disturb.
Do not disturb, but it was vibrating.
If I hadn't rang you, I don't think you would have woke up.
Oh, no. Well, no, me neither, because I was asleep.
So
I literally would not have woke up. But we're here. We're thriving. It's a Tuesday. It feels like a Monday.
I feel it,
like
does
my schedule it does feel like a Monday.
Anna's birthday is literally in the morning.
It's my birthday week.
Don't know if her birthday present's going to arrive on time, so that's amazing.
We're going out tomorrow night, but not like going out.
We're just
going for drinks.
Yeah.
Probably end up getting really drunk. And then on Friday,
I think we should go to
there's like 30 of us.
The Wharf.
Yeah. The Wharf? Babe, I'm not going to the Wharf on my birthday.
No, it's just for food before we go to the bar.
Freya's gagging for the Wharf. She came to mine yesterday and was like,
beef chili. I'm absolutely gagging for that.
The Wharf is so nice for like a Sunday, but for my 21st birthday, I think I might go somewhere.
Oh my God.
For anyone listening,
that side of town.
For anyone listening that doesn't know what the Wharf is literally just like a... Just
pub.
Your local
it like
pub. It's literally
pub.
Just a local
they do
pub.
A really good Sunday roast.
It's
they
like
do
a Toby
food.
Carvery style, like you can
it's
get
it's not a Toby Carvery. Don't put disrespect on the Wharf's name. No, it's not.
Oh my God,
the
you food think she's a brand ambassador so for the Wharf the way she goes on about it.
At
it
the Wharf, really please nice. Give me free food.
It is really, really nice, but it is your local pub that we can
it's,
currently see from the window. Like,
it's
not
like a local pub. I think it's a bit fancier than a local pub. I feel like it's a nice pub restaurant, like you're right. You go for Sunday dinner and it's like expensive but really good quality food. I just want their nipples.
They do a cheese pie. I will put it out there. I saw it on the menu and I've never seen anywhere do a cheese pie before.
Yeah,
it is. The food is incredible.
Yeah,
and you
it's
can
really
play a little
good.
Game of Scrabble and stuff while you're there. It is fun.
So it's fun for like a Sunday. So maybe we'll naturally know we won't go and paintball on Sunday.
Oh,
maybe we'll go there next Sunday. I want to go somewhere a bit more like.
Fancy.
Upbeat.
Where do you want to go?
A bit more like Dirty Martini.
A bit more like a bit more like Dirty Martini type of vibe. But that's basically been our week. That's it.
That's it. Thanks so much, guys.
Thanks for listening. So Freya and I did actually just get back from holiday. We went
from
to
Malia.
Croatia. We went to Magaluf for 5 days. And I didn't really know what to expect, to be honest, because we've been to Kavos before.
Yes.
And we went end of season. And again, we went
end
of season.
Why
so I don't know why we
this?
Keep doing this. Like next year, we're actually going to
I think it's because we're so busy in summer.
And then we never think we're going to get a holiday. And then suddenly we end up on a
Pie
holiday.
Like, do you want to go?
And we're like, obviously. So we went and we thought it'd be fun to kind of talk about like girls trips, like holidays, stupid things that you get up to because we did many silly things while we were abroad. And we can't talk about all of them, but we can talk about some of them.
Also, guys, I chose not to go. I feel like people think I weren't invited, but I chose not to go. I was, in fact, invited.
By the way, guys, I do indeed have friends. Like, by I know the way, it's guys, crazy,
I did, in fact, have the invite, but I declined. Due to personal reasons.
She's not wanting to leave your boyfriend for more than 2 minutes.
Babe,
fuck
off. He
wanted to follow his boyfriend around. He was too scared.
Oh, shut up. Shut up.
Heaven forbid you don't spend a Saturday night in Fallow.
Oh, shut up.
When Lewis was going, I've told him to go. I've told him to go.
He was begging me to go. He wanted time alone. Dear
just
me.
Didn't give it him.
So where do we start?
Where do we start with that holiday? I mean, I think it was really fun. We got to meet some people that were like, we were like a weird, odd group. Not in like a sense
it
of like,
was a group
it wasn't
that
like a friends group. It was
I feel like unless we were put together, we'd never be together. But yeah. It worked so well.
Yeah, everyone was so lovely. Like the reps are really, really funny and just down for a good time.
The reps are really, funny. Really funny.
They are
and
funny.
Nice.
And sweet. No, what
I've
did
never
I
met
say,
two reps before. Like that
are crazy.
Like I've just never. I've just never seen anything like it. So when was that? The first night. I feel like the first night wasn't really like that crazy.
I don't know. I think the first night. I was really fun. We went to the Irish bar.
I was fucked. I was ruined. I have never seen measurements like that, alcohol. No. Like, it was €2 for a vodka slash juice. I thought, oh yeah, that'd be nice. Like, you won't really be able to taste it. They put, like, imagine 3/4 full of vodka, and then the rest was.
And it wasn't even, like, up to the top. Of
yeah,
the
it was
thing.
Just the strongest thing I've ever had in my life. And I had two of them, and I sat down at lunch, and I looked at everyone, and I was like, I'm going to have to go to bed. I was like, I actually physically cannot be here right now. And everyone was like, nah, just drink through it. And I was like, no, I don't think you understand.
I was pissed at dinner, drinking sangria.
Yeah, no, someone sent me a video of you in a restaurant, and you just looked absolutely gone.
Like, absolutely I was vlogging. Anna was vlogging, and I was going.
I was vlogging.
Olives.
I'm pointing to everything on your plate.
Have you ever had a peach iced tea? Not a peach iced tea.
No, what's that?
Have you ever had Neptune? It's like a really quirky brand.
What is the what's the drink?
Long Island iced tea.
That gets
me. Yeah. Go on.
That's what I were having this weekend with Lewis. It was 2-4 cocktails. We had like 5, and the woman literally came over and she was like, how are you guys not on your back? Like, I've never had them before. I don't think it tastes nice.
What alcohol have they got in?
Everything.
Is it just a mixture of everything?
I'd never had one, and Lewis ordered it, and I was like, oh, I'll just have one as well. And then when she started pouring the drinks in, like, she put Bacardi in, then she would put in, like, Deserano in, then she put vodka in, gin, like, literally a shot of each one to where half the glass were full of just liquid. And then she put, like, some sort of Deserano sours or something in, and then Coke as well. And I was just like, oh, my.
They're lethal. Long Island's are lethal.
They're not bad. Like, it doesn't taste bad for what it's got in it, though.
I don't know. I think it tastes a bit. I like sweet stuff masking my alcohol, so it doesn't taste like. Nice. I love a gin fizz.
Yeah, like strawberry dumpling. That's something that you can't really taste.
Oh no!
Yeah.
When we go out tomorrow or Friday or whatever, we'll have a peach iced tea. And what is it called? Long Island.
I'm gonna get everyone Lipton for Breeze.
Imagine I went to the bar and I'm like, yeah, can I have 2 peach iced teas? I'm probably gonna
do
that.
Do you know what I've tried? Have you tried peach iced tea and vodka?
No. I've never tried peach iced tea.
I was like, I'm gonna try it. You would think that iced tea and vodka would be quite nice together.
I need to try it. You guys always get Lipton and I've never tried it.
Babe, it's not
it's
nice.
No, it's literally just right. No.
Wait, you've never had a peach iced tea?
You know, Carol gets it sometimes. Oh no, I've never tried it before.
She's never had tuna either. Oh, babe, come on.
Never had jam.
I grew up quite shielded.
She's too young for tuna
and peach iced tea.
Fuck's sake. Anyway, back to Magaluf. Just wanted to ask.
The first night
was really fun.
I feel like we were just testing the limits on like the alcohol that night. Yeah. And I quickly realised that actually I should probably study myself because
it's very strong. It's very, very strong. I mean, a highlight was going to Tiger Tiger.
That was the second night.
Yeah. And
I can't believe they have a Tiger Tiger.
I know.
It's like the main club on the strip as well.
It was really good.
We're saying this, everyone listening is going to be like, Tiger Tiger is the cheesiest, cringiest club
but
in the
world. But
they're
like,
it's the exact same though.
So
and then I remember we were dancing and Jodie, one of the reps, came in with these badges and she'd just been to the woman in the toilet and she spent like badges. €30 on these badges.
It all said like,
and mine said, I feel good when a dick's inside me.
Mine was like, clean your nuts for the sluts. And I was so drunk.
Callum's had like a penis, it said, hello, sexy banana on it. It was so funny.
Oh my god. Me and Anna once went to Tenerife and we were walking down like this restaurant bit and someone walks up to Anna and goes, "Hello, my sweet baby Jane, you come in, you eat."
I don't know why he called me that.
I don't know, but that just really reminds me of that anyway.
Someone called Callum a sexy banana, that's why Jodie got him that badge.
Really?
Because he was being called that, yeah.
Oh my god, no, it's the people that who walk around with like the megaphones and stuff.
Yeah, they say, yeah. Like,
sexy banana. Called him
a sexy
stuff.
Chicken nugget as well.
But what are the odds of someone calling you a sexy banana and then they being a badge with it on? Do you know what I mean?
Like, I think that's why. I think it's like
I think they call everyone that out there.
Yeah, do you remember Becca on that megaphone? She took the guy's megaphone and was going, "Anna! Anna!"
I remember Becca stole this man's megaphone and this was the night I did Zambuca and I should never do Zambuca and she was Zambuca. Like what did she say on the megaphone talking about me being single and played it so loud on the strip. It was like, "Anna's never had a boyfriend before, she's single, come and get her."
Freya's never kissed a boy either, apparently.
Freya's never kissed a boy, according to my TikTok.
That pissed me off so much. I'm you heard it first. What
it was Freya's going to shag tonight. I had to change it for PG reasons.
For PG reasons, because 2.2 million people now think that I can't kiss a boy.
So how many views it's got?
2.2 yes. million.
Oh my god.
Absolutely mortified.
Did Freya kiss a boy?
I wrote in the comments. I said that's a lie. I kissed but Callum to be fair, several times that night.
Right, in your defence, you didn't try to kiss anyone that night.
No, but because contrary to what my badge said, I am not a slut. No, I'm joking. I was just vibing, living life. You know,
I was just vibing with my friends.
Just vibing, living life. Actually, I was running around the club, looking after every single person and mother because everyone was having like one fucking breakdown after the other, and I was just absolutely not in the mood for it, so no boys for me that night. No.
Men are trash and I support gay rights.
We met some lovely people though whilst we were out there.
We did, we met some really nice people.
Can we say his name?
Anna fell in love.
Anna fell in love.
I'm still speaking again to him now actually.
You jinxed yourself because before, why? When we filmed with your mum, you joked around saying you were going to fall in love and your mum were like, "Oh no, babe. Oh no, babe. Oh no, babe.
Julie, babe."
She just said, "Darling, don't.
Oh, Anna, no.
Enjoy yourself, don't."
I honestly don't care talking about it. He's always not going to listen to it, but he was so nice.
He was lovely, yeah.
Literally, like the minute he worked for one of the clubs and the minute I saw
him.
You
have a tiger.
Well, there we go.
If you want,
I might as well just say his name at this point. He was really nice.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realise that you were not.
It's alright. The boy who works aside Tiger, you were lovely. Everyone go and say hi to him if you're in MAGA.
You're gonna send every single girl to him now.
He's fucking gorgeous, so fucking go for it. But he I literally, as soon as I saw him, I was like, "Oh my god." And I tapped everyone like, "He is beautiful." And then Freya goes over to him in the club whilst he's working and was like, "That's Anastasia." I was like, "Hi, nice to meet you." And then I went out and spoke to him after.
Yeah, and I was telling him it's our room number.
She was going 305.
305, that's our room number. Just saying.
She was like, "I'll see you there." And then he was obviously working until like 4. And then Freya had passed out, so I went to the beach. I didn't do anything. Just went for a chat before anybody makes up any rumours.
Actually pulled Anna for a chat?
He pulled me for a chat on the beach.
On the beach at 4 a.m. I actually thought you were going to come back with some wild story and you were like, "No, babe, we just spoke the whole night away under the moonlight."
And I got back in bed and I actually thought to myself, "Fuck me, I'm in love."
And I fell asleep on the floor.
And then Freya and Callum that night was like, "I've just never seen anybody that drunk before." No, like, no. It was just, I don't know what happened. And him and Freya had fallen asleep, but like, they were glued together. Like, they were so
sweaty as well. It's disgusting.
They were so tightly packed into this bed, and then I got into the bed.
Callum was in my bed. Can we just clarify Callum that? Like, he decided he had a room next door, and he decided to fall asleep in my bed.
And then Freya like rolled into the middle and just slowly fell down the crack in the bed. And I started pissing myself. I could not stop laughing, but like silently laughing. And then she spun herself round, so like her head was underneath one of the beds. And then her feet underneath the other. And then she starts speaking to me. But she wasn't speaking to me. She was speaking to herself.
Under the bed.
I crawled over to the sliding door and then fell asleep on the balcony, half in, half out, because I wanted to be cold. And I do this all the time when I'm drunk. I think I just get really hot and I'm like, have to be cold. Like, that is the thing that I don't know if I fall asleep outside your window.
Your head was like, you always put your head
near the window in your room. Like, I always have to be cold, and like the floor is obviously tiled, so it's cold and That's why I fall asleep. I remember when I was in Tenerife ages ago for my grandparents' wedding anniversary. It was the first time I'd like properly drank abroad. Me, Lauren, and Beth were staying in one room. Lauren fell asleep on the sofa. Beth made it to the bed, and I fell asleep literally on the floor, cuddling a bottle of water. And I was sat in the fridge for a good while as well. Like actually not sat with fridge. My face into the fridge and tried to open this bottle of water. It spilled all over me, and because I have to be cold.
But that's what you did. You literally put your head on the balcony, then shut the door.
I don't know why I can sleep on the floor as well.
So it's when weird. I woke up, I was like, "Where the fuck is Freya?" And then put my head up, and you were half.
I was bitten to death as well. It was horrific. I was
covered.
Yeah.
I think someone's here to deliver balloons.
Hello.
Hello.
Is a birthday cake, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
We'll resume the podcast.
We are going to take a 5-minute break.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Bonjour, je m'appelle. We have returned.
Bonjour,
Anna has cakes.
Hello, my name is. We have
Hello,
returned.
My name is Cake. We have an assortment of brownies in front of us right now, which is very tantalising and teasing for my taste buds.
That looks lush, but
they were gorgeous.
They were lovely and sweet.
Mm. Mm. Well, I don't know where we were or anything, but speaking of bonjours, another trip went on.
Yeah, another Paris. Girls' trip.
Paris.
Oui, oui, Paris.
Paris.
Now, that was a different kind of girls' trip. Could we? That was just like a little mini break, wasn't
that
it?
That was a city break for the city
that was
girls.
A city break for
the cast of Mr. Girl. Bean went on holiday. Mr. Bean's holiday. That's what that was.
To Paris. He does go to France in Mr. Bean, doesn't he? We truly did live our Mr. Bean fantasy that.
As we do always.
Always. Actually, do you know what I was going to do? I was going to send you a Snapchat of me walking yesterday through Manchester.
With your trench coat off. Mr. Bean life, yeah.
Maybe a little Ted. Get a little Ted. Lord Jesus Christ.
That was fun.
That
the
was
end. Any other trips?
That was fun.
We no, did Paris really... was good. It was really, really good. I feel like it went fun. Really quick, though. Like, I feel
it
like
did,
it
but I also
went.
Think that's the right amount of time for Paris. We went for like 3 days.
I would have
days.
Liked an extra day.
Well, yeah, but it's always weird because we always get Eurostars really late, which is stupid because we have to check out the hotel and then we're just sat at the Eurostar for like 9 million hours waiting for our train. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you think in theory, oh yeah, I can walk around Paris with a suitcase. Or
no,
you just go for it.
You can't. Do you know what? I still think about the palaver that we had when booking the apartment.
Oh my
and
god!
Then
yeah.
You were like, if we book this apartment, it's not nice. It's on you.
Because you said you were unsafe.
Is that what we
because
were
it was a yeah. Because Byron felt like a rolling door was just so unsafe, and we couldn't stay in this apartment.
No,
which was a nice apartment, really central, and it looked really nice. And we're like,
no,
I just feel
what
so
it was
there.
Is I'd recently been to Paris. Not 2 months before and stayed in that area. So I remember vividly thinking this would be such a nice area for an Airbnb to stay in. I stayed in a hotel like 10 minutes down the road and had known that area, knew that there were like food places there, knew that it was central for us to walk around.
Yeah.
Knew it were near a metro, so then I was like, it makes
you
more sense.
You knew Paris.
Babe,
you
I,
knew
yeah,
it.
Literally.
It's
like,
almost
I
like you were
Jack
and Edwards.
I
and
would,
like, you moved to Paris.
Exactly, babe. I actually had part in putting the Eiffel Tower up.
Did you?
Yeah, like that's why we were there that weekend. I was just making amends.
Yeah.
2025, they're making slight changes to it, and I just wanted to authorise a few things.
That's so good. That's a long time coming then, because that's a couple of years ago where we went.
Yeah, it takes a while. Yeah. You know, like big heavy metal things.
And you're so glad you're part of that process. You've clearly got the muscle span to like lift the.
Yeah, no, I'm moving. Load. We're relocating. We're thinking about relocating the Eiffel Tower.
To where?
Maybe London. That could be quite fun. Manchester, maybe.
Oh, Liverpool. That'd be so interesting. Yeah, maybe. Knocking down the arms.
Bradford. Birmingham.
Bradford.
Maybe Birmingham. Who knows?
Oh, that's so fun. Anyway, you loved the area, and that's why we stayed at this Airbnb. And to be honest, it was a lovely area.
Lush bomb.
Lushbomb.com
forward Airbnb was lovely.
Paris.
Rotating beds. Like, we kept one on the sofa.
Oh my god, I forgot we did that.
Oh god, yeah. Disney. I love Disney. That was so fun. I've never seen the fireworks at Disney either because I've always like left, like given up.
That's the best part.
Yeah, the thing is, we had fast pass tracks. Fast track passes.
Oh, I still didn't understand what were wrong with it. I was like, fast tracks.
Which means we like got to go on all the rides as soon as, whereas when you're waiting in those lines, like previously I
like normal povo. Like, when you're waiting like normal povo people.
No, but when you
wait
in the lines are like 2 hours long and then you don't get to go on as many, so I feel like I get always tired really quickly.
I get always tired really quickly. This privilege is just exhausting to carry
what
around.
What do you mean, this privilege?
I hate when we have to queue for like 2 hours and we've not got a fast pass.
No, but that's previously why I haven't seen the fireworks. But this time we did get to go see the fireworks. And I've never been on the Tower of Terror either.
Oh, I loved the Tower of Terror.
But there was this girl who was screaming her lungs off when we went on. Which made the experience 10 times better.
It was really funny.
And I know I was screaming loud, but it was really scared, so it was really scary, you know.
It really baffles me how all the Disney parks are laid out the exact same. I felt like
Byron. Have you not watched Inside Pixar?
Yeah, but only slightly different. Like, I felt like I could walk my way around Disney.
Even though it isn't as big, it's also quite small.
I'd love to go to the Tokyo ones. Or like
I
want to
go to all of them.
Because they look like really good. Like there's one in Japan, or it might be Tokyo, I can't remember which one it is, where they have like a Beauty and the Beast ride, and apparently it's like the most like hyper-realistic ride.
Like the most immersive sort of thing.
No, like they look like they're actual people.
Is Tokyo not the capital city of Japan?
I was thinking that.
I would love it. Maybe it's in the UK, maybe it's in London. I'm not entirely sure.
Fuck's sake. You're going to cut that out because that's so embarrassing. It's either the Tokyo or the Shanghai, whichever one I've got in mind.
There's one in Hong Kong, is there not?
But I'm not going to bring geography into the Disney parks.
No, there is a few, like, in Asia.
Of them is really good and it's really hyper-realistic.
You said it was the Tokyo one to me.
Maybe it's the Japan one.
Maybe it's
I think it's a Tokyo one. Anyway, it looks really good. I'd love to go to Tokyo. Let's move on.
I've got, like, a multiple choice question. You've got to guess the answer.
Okay.
Okay. Who's going first?
Baron, you can go first.
On one particular holiday,
yeah,
did Anna pull out A, seaweed, B, a tampon, or C, a fish from her vagina?
I thought the question was just going to be, did Anna pull out? And I was like, what?
I think it's a piece of seaweed.
No, I feel like we've had that one. No, I'll think of a better one.
You need to think of a better one. For backstory, I had seaweed in my vagina in LA and we pulled it out like 3 hours later. I didn't feel it. Anyway.
I've got a heavy flow and a wide set vagina.
Let me think.
Can I ask you yours?
Yeah.
It's more of a, can you tell a story of?
If this is Nectarine, I'm not telling that story.
You are so boring. Come on.
No, I'm not telling it.
Can you tell half the story?
No. We're not telling that story.
Oh, the best story of Freya in Croatia.
I'm not telling the story of a nectarine. Maybe when I'm drunk. Maybe ask me again in a video.
It's given me very much, for anyone that doesn't know, it's given me very much like Very Timothy Chalamet little moment.
Very
just me and a nectarine. That's
just me and a nectarine.
For anyone listening, everyone's going to be thinking, what the fuck? Like, it's giving me
very
much.
I don't think
it's a bad story.
Let your imagination run
wild. I think it's quite tame.
I think it paints more of a bizarre image just saying that than it does actually the actual
story. I think the story
is
very...
kind of fun, actually, though.
Yeah, you can leave it to your imagination. You can...
Just imagine Freya in a room alone with a nectarine.
Ew,
no, that's what I mean. It sounds weird.
No, okay, fine, we'll tell it, but I'll tell it. You don't tell
it. I won't tell it. That's fine. You can tell it.
Okay, so basically, I was on... Right, you have to... Oh, we have to preface this so much. We have to give the full detailed story. So we were on a holiday.
Well, we'll leave out a couple of details.
Oh, no, I didn't think so.
All right, then we'll see what you say. Then we'll just...
Oh, it sounds like I'm going to be a pedo as well.
No, it's
because
okay.
We went bowling with these two guys, and whoever lost had to do a dare, and I lost, which is really odd because we figured out I'm a good bowler.
Oh, Anna's so good at bowling, like, as well, though.
I got 105.
I know, she's really good.
I got 105 when we went bowling for Tia's birthday. And before that as well, I remember I won the next day. I'm a good bowler,
so I don't know what happened.
I don't know what happened, but I lost this particular round of bowling, and my... kind of like dare was to find the youngest boy on the pie resort, and I had to get with him, and they were looking for like a 16-year-old, and I was like, absolutely not. But we found this group of boys, and he was 18, I think. He was going into it, and bear in mind
he was
18,
gonna be 19.
Was I 20 at the time, or was I 19? Can we say I'm 19? I was not 21.
It was last year.
I was not 21. I was 21.
It was last year.
He was 18 and I was 21.
Yeah.
Suddenly I'm not telling this story. That's vile. Oh God.
It doesn't matter.
Was he 18 or was he 19?
I don't think that's bad.
Anyway, of course you don't, Miss Youngin.
You was of age.
I was of age. He was of age, but
we
found...
We are all consensual... Not under.
He was 18.
No,
he was 18 or 19. Anyway,
this makes
him.
It seem as though on a regular basis people are attracted to younger people.
We're not.
We just want to preface that we're monsters.
Sorry. Yeah, no. So I had to find someone. Found him. He was really cute. We were so drunk. We kept calling him Spider-Man because he looked like Tom Holland's brothers. So in the morning, I didn't realize that until his friends were saying like Spider-Man, and me and Hasbro looked at each other and went, oh, this is terrible flashback. You know, when you get secondhand embarrassment in the morning, it's fucking horrible. Oh, I'm cringing just thinking about it. Anyway, so we get back. I'd drank an obscene amount, and I'd also bought a bottle of vodka on the way home and drank half of that bottle of vodka as well. And this boy wanted to get down. He wanted to...
Everyone else was getting down.
Everyone else was getting down in the other rooms. And instead of... doing so, he kind of awkwardly sat at the end of the bed, and I was like, what are you doing? And then he was like, so what do you want to do? And I just said, can you please pass me that nectarine? And then I started eating the nectarine on the bed. And then he was like, so what do you want me to go? And I was like, you can do whatever you want. And he just walked
just
out and then walked
the
over to Haz. And I was like, what's going on? He was like, I don't think she likes me. She asked me if I could have a nectarine. And I was very drunk, and I was obviously just like not interested. But I was interested, like I liked the boy, he was cute. And then the next day we were standing in the club, and he had gone home, and he posted a picture of himself on his Instagram. And I don't think I've ever felt regret so
he
deep.
He was so good.
And
at
to
him.
This day, feel so much regret that deep for not sleeping with him at the time. And apparently I just wanted a nectarine. Over this boy, which...
you walked in eating the nectarine like 10 minutes after he
I know,
left.
I know.
It's so funny.
It's so embarrassing. It's like, everything happens for a reason, I get it, but also like, why was I so fucking stupid? Like, the boy was gorgeous. Probably one of the most beautiful boys I've ever been with.
Yeah, that was a very silly decision.
And he had the banging body as well.
Babe, nectarine must have been juicier.
So that's really fun for me. And if you just want to get a glimpse into my life, that is just me to a T. Just, like, embarrassing.
It's just now a running joke in our friendship.
It's now
is
a running
Freya
joke.
Is going to pull tonight, or is she going to get an nectarine? You
know? And you know what? The nectarines in Kavos were gorgeous.
<I'm>
I feel like that Miriam lady, you know, that one who's like, if it's good sex, I'd rather have the sex. If not, I'd rather have the... What is she eating?
I don't know what you
mean. I'm going to have to find it, because it actually is me.
Okay, well, you answered your question. That's good.
Yeah, okay. Now I'm going to have to ask you a question. Oh. What is a spirit that you will never touch your lips ever again?
That's such an easy question.
What is it?
Zambuca.
And why Zambuca. Is that?
Because I don't... It doesn't sit well with me. I just, like... I get very angry.
Two times Anna has had Zambuca, she has scream cried and called her mum every time. Once on the balcony in Magaluf and once outside Plume on the way home.
I actually can never have it.
I like
Sambuca.
It's one of those, everyone has a spirit that they can't have. I can't have
tequila. Tequila's me.
You can't have tequila.
See, I love
tequila. I can shot tequila like a pro now.
The clear tequila, do you know the one that looks like yellow? I can't have the yellow one. It's the absolute devil. Every time I've had that, I've argued with everyone.
Mr. Evanaptor's over there was looking at a bottle of Don Julio last night, and I said, oh, you're looking at a bottle on here, is that for is that Brandon's birthday? He said, no, it's for me. Are we gonna write Miss Kylie Jenner?
Well, I actually would love a bottle of Don Julio for
Friday. I was actually planning on getting it for Anna's birthday, but
why did you tell me that you were?
Obviously we took advice. No, but you can't get it anywhere.
Is it in America anyway?
No, so you're used to be able to get it off Amazon. You can get it from Selfridges, but then it works out like £200 once you've done all the shipping and stuff. Whereas if you get it on Amazon, I bought it for Haz off Amazon.
I was going to say, Haz had a bottle.
Yeah, I bought it for Haz off Amazon. It was like £130.
A bottle of Palinka.
What?
It is a Hungarian spirit, but it honestly...
I have a really...
You'll be floored.
Yeah, I have a really bad feeling.
Literally, it's so strong. I was doing shots of Palinka, freshly 18 with my dad, when we went to Hungary. And oh my god, my dad and my brother had to carry me home. We were only day drinking. We had two shots of Palinka and I was on the floor. It's awful. Barbara's had bad experience with Palinka
that's
as well.
Like everyone,
it's so good.
Everyone's like that when we have AE vodka as well. Don't think like.
Yeah, but I don't like shot in vodka. I think that's nasty.
Shot in vodka, yeah, so.
No, I have a fresh bottle in there for everyone.
Byron, on a scale of 1 to never again, when will be the next time you'll be entering Bloom? And will you be having an argument beforehand? Is that kind of like a ritual?
Babe, we'll probably end up in Bloom tomorrow, let's be honest.
No, we can't end up in Bloom. I'm ill. I can't.
So, we probably
will end up in Bloom. No! Boris! It's Nicki Minaj here!
We probably will end up in Bloom again tomorrow.
Do you think so?
Well,
I'm not having a stupidly late one.
Though. Anna, you're stupidly. You're always like, my cutoff's 3.
We say that every time.
Yeah, because I want to save myself for Friday.
Oh, I want to save myself for marriage.
Man on that. Or
said
a nectarine.
No
says no one.
Said Lil Miss Nectarine. Anyway, my kiss
that's
and tell.
That's not me. I'm
is...
a sinner now.
Are we doing kiss and tell? I actually don't have any.
Well, Freya was suggesting that mine was going to be an STI kit, which I don't currently need. But sure, save sex.
After a girl's holiday, if you guys have been doing a bit of pumpy to rumpy, then come back and take a little STI kit. You never know. Do you want chlamydia?
No.
Exactly.
Period.
So, mine is going to be sun cream. Because you'd wind up looking grey. From the sun's UVs. And Byron's is going to be Didsbury.
Mine is going to be Didsbury over Magaluf.
That's what I just said.
Do you think you'd ever come on a girl's holiday?
No, I don't think it's my type of thing.
Byron, you will eventually come.
But if Lewis comes, would you go?
No, because I really don't
think
it's my thing.
Lewis is already planning on coming to the next one, so.
I really don't think it's my thing.
We can all go to Ibiza.
I would love to go to Ibiza.
The thing is,
I would.
I've said it before, I don't work in the sunshine. Like, I really, really don't.
I think it's so much easier to drink in the sun. Like, when we woke up hungover, I literally just, like,
yeah,
put a
you
bikini
just
on and went straight out
to
go
it,
get
yeah.
breakfast, and it was lovely.
Byron, you can't say that when you go out until, like, 6 a.m.
Yeah.
Like, what's the difference?
The difference is Manchester's climate is very chilly.
Chile.
That's what aircon's for.
Byron, you walked to Bloom in your puffer coat. By the way, guys, Bloom is a bar in the gay village. I feel like we're just saying.
If you guys want to go.
Our second
title. If you guys want to go, please use our promo code at the gate. 20. I was about to say entirely accurate.
Friends
Without Benefits 20 to get free entry.
Imagine. That
Byron's going to go in drag.
So,
it's just going to be
the bar next door is my fave as well, with the drip balls. I like that.
I felt like I was at a kid's disco.
Me too.
And on that note, I think it's best we end this here. So if you enjoyed, don't forget to subscribe to us on all streaming platforms. I was going to say give it a thumbs up, smash a like, subscribe. Thank you, Freya.
Thanks, guys.
For being our second guest.
Second ever guest. Who am I Who am I in the ranks with? Julie.
Denise Jules.
Potench some fun people, maybe.
Oh, potench on Anna's birthday. Yeah, potench, yeah. Potench.
There's a lot of potench going, girls.
Uh-huh.
If you guys want to follow me, it's at Friends Without Benefits. I do run the account. So whenever you message them, know you're messaging me. Love yes. Bye.
Bye.
Love yes, you gorgeous.
You gorgeous.
You gorgeous.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.